This podcast is brought to you by Speed Space. Friday, September 4th, 2009, from Creamer Media in Johannesburg, I'm Rosalia Matlow. Making headlines today. The public hearings for the second phase of renewable energy feed-in tariff took place at the National Energy Regulator of South Africa's office in Pretoria on Thursday, with 19 participants from industry lined up to make presentations to the NERSA panel. NERSA hearings chairperson Thembani Bukula reports that over 72 written comments were submitted to the regulator after it released the draft refit for comment in July. In the draft consultation paper, a qualifying renewable energy generator under Phase 2 of the refit will be defined as a new investment in electricity generation using the following technologies: concentrated solar power plant without storage, solid biomass, biogas, solar photovoltaic systems, large ground or roof-mounted panel systems, concentrating PV, concentrated solar power central tower. The refit program hopes to put South Africa on the map as an African leader in renewable energy technology. The deficit on South Africa's current account narrowed to its lowest level in more than 5 years in the second quarter of 2009, as recession kept imports down, easing pressure on the trade balance, the central bank said on Thursday. The bank said in its September quarterly bulletin that the shortfall narrowed to 3.2% of gross domestic product, the lowest it has been since the first quarter of 2009, from 7% in the first quarter of the year. The second quarter deficit amounted to 73.1 billion rand, compared with a 163.7 billion rand gap in the first quarter. Economists polled by Reuters last week forecast a current account gap of 4.8% of GDP. An upturn in investor sentiment towards emerging market assets lifted foreign portfolio investment inflows to 29 billion rand in the second quarter from 10.1 billion rand in the previous quarter. It was reported that subdued domestic demand and weak business and consumer confidence levels led to the third consecutive quarterly decline in the volume of merchandise imports, which fell by 15.5% in the second quarter. Also making headlines, business confidence unchanged as economy battles to gain momentum. Mondi starts up a new paper machine in Poland. Eskom suspends medium-term power purchase program procurement process. And government officials acknowledge there is a municipality maintenance problem. That's a roundup of news making headlines today. For more on this and other stories, please visit engineeringnews.co.za.